And then also tell us about the Wilson Towers. That was a
Wilson Towers was one of our. We did take a pig from the university farms. A bunch.
This
of
was
us.
A sheep, I believe.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Wilson You're right. The Shorewood Police Station was the pig incident. We took a pig and put it in the Shorewood Police Station, and then called this bald desk sergeant and said, you know, it looks like one of your lookalikes is in the lobby. You might want to check on him. That was pretty mean-spirited.
Yeah, well,
and I feel
boys will be boys. You feel some remorse.
So we did a pig once. We did a sheep.
Put the sheep in
the Wilson Towers. Mm-hmm. Took it up on the elevator, let it out, went downstairs, and pressed all of the buzzers for the various rooms on that floor. And unfortunately, this woman, elderly woman at the time, I guess, because this did make the papers, opened her door and the sheep walked in. And that I'm sorry. I'm very.
Yeah, you feel some remorse.
I feel remorse.
Genuine remorse.
Yes.
Now, this, to me, is your more serious. Well, it's heavy lifting, I think, because in those days, I guess it was true in the East with colleges, or was it college? It was just colleges.
Yes. Eastern schools for women.
They took nude photos, did they not, of the co-eds?
Yes,
and what was the reason for this?
Well, I don't recall. The reason for this was to improve their posture.
Posture.
And that's what the Eastern schools, Radcliffe's and so on, famous or prestigious women's colleges out East did. And I suppose we were trying to be a pretend school.
So they took nude photos of co-eds at the UW.
And the only reason I knew that is my ex-wife was about to enter college. She went to West High School also. And her father, who was a Phi-Ed teacher for the University of Wisconsin for many years, indicated to her that be prepared because you're going to have a nude posture picture taken of yourself.
Now, they would attach the posture and then what?
Well, I don't know if it was a book on the head. It's so,
whatever,
so
some
long.
Scientific
but
reason.
But it was a side view.
Unbelievable.
And all there were negatives. And, of course, I didn't need to hear this, but after hearing this, I said, well, this has got to be a caper of ours. And,
okay, so you then...
So I gathered this other trusted friend that was on the governor's mission.
You embarked now on a crusade to find these photos.
Yes, and I believe we probably were drinking at the college club and the VAR bar and all the other bars, and it decided we were going to scale Lathrop Hall.
And find the nude photos of the co-eds, including people you knew. We're going to come back with the final epilogue on this story. This is the Chicken Phantom... Live in the studio with his lovely wife, and he's gone on to become a respectable human being. But we thank him for these stories because I don't know what to say. I'm at a loss. This is News Radio 1310 WIBA. All right, we're back with the Chicken Phantom, who can talk about this now because the statute of limitations has passed. He escaped the police in Madison, escaped the police detectives in Shorewood, is here to tell about it, having put live chickens on the governor himself, Governor Nelson, and chickens into the homes of several local celebrities over a period of the summer of 60 and 61. We talked about how he stole with his friends the governor's boat twice, eluded the police boat. On that occasion, hiding in the broom closet of a sorority, correct? And now we're talking about the nude pictures. I guess incoming UW female students had to take nude pictures. They were checking their posture. You found this out, and then you did what?
Well, what we did, again, it was after having drinks and false courage, but we went up the side of Lathrop Hall all the way, I believe, to the third floor. If there's three floors, it was quite a ways anyhow. Up the eavesdrop, up the downspout, and my friend has a scar on his leg to prove this. To this day, he had to kick a window open for us to get in, which, again...
But you had cased it out. You had researched.
No, I hadn't cased it out, and I hadn't researched it. We went in there pretty cold. I knew that
I
knew the photos were there. Actually, they were negatives.
Mm-hmm.
But we knew they were there.
And you
we
had learned this
where.
Through what? Through espionage?
No, through my ex-father.
Okay, I see. So he tipped you off.
No, he didn't tip us off. He was tipping his daughter off, saying, you're going to have to
be
go
careful,
through this humiliation,
so
beware. And once I heard that, We just cased the place that night, found a steel case cabinet, file cabinet with a long metal rod down it and a lock on it, said this must be it, and we broke it open. And we sat there for hours looking at all of the women we'd gone to West High School with that went on to the university. But we never took anybody's picture. We made a vow we wouldn't do that. So the small bit of admirable behavior there, but very small.
So now, of course, you could have had big trouble if you'd been caught on that one.
It would have been huge trouble.
And you found some girls from high school that had maybe perhaps
deceived us.
Yeah. All right.
And deceived friends of ours.
Something tells me you have a couple of negatives at home, but you're not giving us all the facts on this.
I
you're
never
not
did.
Bearing all on this, Ken. I'm going to find out. No, and.